Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Spring is a time when we might be considering seeding some grass for pasture, hay, or just to establish permanent plant cover for wildlife habitat. In some cases, this may involve attempting to improve or renovate an existing stand or establishing grass on former cropland or a disturbed site. To be successful, there are several important decisions that need to be made and guidelines to be followed. The first of these is determining the type and species of grass that would be best suited for the site and match the intended use. General categories of grass include cool or warm season and native or introduced species. For example, cool season grasses like wheatgrasses, smooth brome grass, and orchard grass are excellent choices for pasture and or hay during the spring and fall. For summer pasture or wildlife habitat, warm season grasses such as switchgrass, Indian grass, the blue stems, and grammas work well. Additionally, there may be choices of legumes or forbs that could be included with the grasses. The soil type and average rainfall in your area will also affect the species you might want to select. Important factors for successful grass establishment include proper seedbed preparation, method of seeding, weed control, and management of the newly emerged stand. In many cases, it is useful to get a soil test to determine any fertilization needs for the site. The ideal seeding rate and time of seeding will also vary depending on the grass species or mixture. Make sure the details of your grass seeding plans are complete. For more information on this topic, search UNL Extension for Establishing Dryland Forage Grasses. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.